It's hard to imagine that any musician could be as prolific as Jay Anderson. The saxophonist performs nearly every night, has started his own record label, and grows his own food. He tells us how he burns the candle at both ends.
I play 5 or 6 nights a week in Milwaukee, and I can totally manage to get done playing at 1 a.m. and then run home and go to bed and be up by 5 because I'm a farmer. I started on violin when I was like maybe 6 or 7, switched to saxophone when I was 8. And I felt like it was the coolest. Violin's hard. My ideal of what a musician was a saxophone player. And my grandfather was a saxophone player. And so there was always talk in the house about the saxophone. He passed right before I got really good enough to start playing out professionally. So he heard me a few times, you know. But he was, it's funny because he was a pepper farmer and a saxophone player in Indiana. I've been growing food probably longer than I've been playing saxophone. Because when I was really young, like 5, 6, 7, then I was out in Indiana with my granddad during the summer times, working with him on his peppers. And then as soon as I started staying in Milwaukee during the summers, I worked with my grandmother and my aunts on their gardens. And then after a long enough time of that, my parents let me dig up the whole backyard. And then I started an electrical fire in my basement, and my mother called Larry Adams to fix it, and Sharon Adams are the co-founders of Walnut Way. And so he came to fix it and then saw the garden in the backyard, and that led to me and him having a conversation, which led to me taking a position at Walnut Way working with the soil and the land there. This year I'm growing hot peppers. And it's great because I bike out there every morning from River West, so it's about like, I forget how many miles it is, but it's like a 45-minute bike ride. You know, like in summertime, I grow most of my food. The food nourishes the body, and then the music really nourishes the spirit because music changes people. It's so funny. I didn't really know what I'd hoped to play myself because when I started playing saxophone, the concept of playing anything besides band music in high school on the instrument wasn't even realistic to me. Around 18, when I was a freshman in college, and I didn't want to be in the band there, I started to play jazz music. You know, in classical music, there's a set structure, all the notes are written out. And in jazz music, you basically have the main melody, and then you have, like, the chords, the most bare bones of what makes a song, and then you have to tell a story with those. The music really feeds my soul and my interest in other people, you know? Because if I wasn't a musician, if I was just a farmer, I would probably just go live in the mountains and hide from everyone. People are terrifying. But music makes me want to connect with them.
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.